and Surah An-Nur and part of Surah Al-Furqan. Surah Al-Mu'minun, it's called Mu'minun because at the beginning of the surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the various qualities that the Mu'mineen are supposed to have, the people of Iman, and goes through them. And Surah An-Nur, it discusses the social issues that are faced by the Muslims and the social ills within a society and how to deal with them, particularly in terms of adultery and fornication and how to bring up the children in a way that they're not exposed to things which they are not supposed to be seeing in their young age, and therefore corrupting their minds by seeing that. So these things are mentioned in Surah An-Nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also brings a very important story in Surah An-Nur, and that was Qissatul Ifk, the story of the accusation which took place against Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this issue, لا تحسبوه شرا لكم. Don't think that this issue was bad for you, meaning this whole episode that took place of the accusation flying against Aisha radiallahu anha and the subsequent turmoil that ensued in Medina, don't think that it's bad for you. بل هو خير لكم. But it's better for you. How is it better for us? We will see the wisdoms behind it at the end, inshallah, I'll mention. But what happened in this story, it was in one of the expeditions that Aisha radiallahu anha was with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and she was in a hawdaj meaning the little hut type of thing which is on top of a camel and it's enclosed, nobody can see inside it. So she went to answer the call of nature, or she went to look for a necklace that she had dropped, and on the way back they thought she had come back and the whole caravan left without her. Now the teaching was that if the caravan leaves without you, you stay in your place and you wait for somebody to come and pick you up. And the Sahabi was specially allocated, he had the duty of following the caravan from a distance to make sure that nothing had been left behind or nobody had been left behind. And he came and he saw Aisha radiallahu anha and he brought her back to Madinatul Munawwara. Now the Munafiqeen, when they heard about this issue, they started fabricating stories and making accusations against Aisha radiallahu anha that, you know, they were alone for such a long time, anything could have happened between them. Na'udhu billah. So this whole issue, Aisha radiallahu anha was completely unaware of all of these things that were going on, and after a while she became aware of it and she became very, very sick and depressed at these kinds of accusations that were going on and the things that were being talked about, which would be the normal kind of response by any honorable woman to these kinds of accusations. So after a few weeks, the innocence of Aisha radiallahu anha was revealed in the Quran. But these verses, if we look at them, we will understand what is the khair that is derived from this, from these verses. The khair that is derived is that ultimately every single innocent woman is protected until the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he basically tells the ummah that if somebody comes with you to you with these accusations, you should ask so many questions and make so many excuses for that person before submitting to that kind of accusation. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا وَقَالُوا هَذَا إِفْكٌ مُبِينٌ. That once you hear of these things, the question is for the ummah that was there at the time, but also for us whenever we hear any kind of these kinds of accusations, that why is it when you heard of these kinds of things that the mu'mineen and mu'minat, they should have husnul dhan, they should have good thoughts, and they should say that this is an open accusation. First and foremost, whenever somebody puts these things in our ears, we should dismiss it and say that these kinds of accusations are not correct. And After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْلَا جَاءُوا عَلَيْهِ بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ. Any person who makes this kind of accusation, firstly, he has to bring forward four witnesses. فَإِذْ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِالشُهَدَاءِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. If they don't have any witnesses, then in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are liars. So any person who makes any kind of accusations against man or woman, particularly this type of accusation, in anything else, only two witnesses are required. But this type of accusation, this slander of adultery or fornication, it requires four witnesses. Why? To protect the honor much more, and to make sure that the chastity of a person is preserved, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the condition of four witnesses. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on to say that if it wasn't for the fadl and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send down a very painful punishment. Why? إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You met this accusation with your tongues, meaning you heard the accusation and you continued the accusation with your tongues, and you thought it was something very light. You thought it was very small, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this was something very, very great. And after that, Allah says, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ قُلْتُمْ مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا. Why didn't you, when you heard about this situation, why didn't you say that it is not appropriate for us to talk about these things? So these are the kinds of questions that a person should ask himself before letting these accusations fly. And then after that, Allah says, يَعِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ أَن تَعُودُوا لِمِثْلِهِ أَبَدًا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you have any inkling of iman, if you have any iman in your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises you that you should never go back to this kind of situation again, ever, ever, ever. So we see from this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had, through this episode, through this story, which was very tough on Aisha radiallahu anha, he brought about a khair for the ummah until the day of judgment. That the honor of a person is preserved if we truly observe and adhere to the Islamic principles. And further on, you know, four or five ayahs later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about a ruling or a judgment against those people who bring about these kinds of accusations. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ لُعِنُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Those people that make accusations against women that are muhsana, that are protected, and they are ghafil, meaning they don't know what's going on. Al-mu'minat, they have iman in their hearts. They're going to get a curse in this world and in the hereafter. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to curse them in this world and in the hereafter, and they're going to get a very painful punishment. So this was the story of Al-Ifk, which took place with Aisha radiallahu anha, and the subsequent ayat which came down, and basically the wisdom and the khair that came out of it was that the women are protected, particularly the women who are honorable, and something happens like this, this is something that many women cannot endure. Many people would rather commit suicide than face these kinds of accusations if they have within them any kind of haya, any kind of iman, any kind of shame. They could not even face these accusations, even if they were false accusations. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala particularly mentions the women, but actually the ruling is the same for both men and women. But the women are specifically mentioned because of the fact that they are more sensitive to this. Otherwise, the ruling is same for men and women. If you are accusing a man of adultery or fornication, you have to bring forward four witnesses also. There's no difference for the man. But women are particularly mentioned because of their sensitive nature, and to protect them even further. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand what has been said in heart.